The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband, DJ Automatic, was Googling ED medication, which stands for erectile dysfunction. I said, wrong medication. Let's talk about this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
That's not exactly what happened. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, what happened was I was doing my Googles because we have a sick cat. And so we are giving him two different kinds of medicine. One is called GS44 and the other is called EID-199 something, or I can't
remember. See, that's not even it. See, he doesn't even know. That's it. So, go ahead, Otto. Go ahead.
I was doing Googles to do my research and figure out what's going on with our cat and try to figure out some kind of formula or some kind of, you know, plan on how to get him back to perfect health. And I just kept coming up with erectile dysfunction stuff.
And it said, do not give it to your cat.
They were like, first of all, don't give your cat erectile dysfunction medicine. And I was like, that's not what I'm talking about. EID.
So he kept asking me, Anthony, what's the medicine? What is it? And I was like, why do you keep asking me to repeat it? EIDD. Now I realized.
So now my inbox is full of ED medicine ads and hair replacements. I got a hair replacement.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, brother. If you're there at this point of your life journey, it's okay.
I will say this. I have a full head of hair and I'm not hurting down
there. We're not there. Anthony, don't egg him on. But we're on the radio. Yeah. We cannot risk the FCC fine. Do not egg this man on, you know.
It's a normal thing now, guys. It's nothing to be ashamed of anymore, Automatic. You don't have to make this elaborate story about your cat. And I don't know what you did, but it's okay. It's cool. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Anyways,
cat is getting better.
Yeah, yesterday I sent Automatic a video of him. Now, let me explain first. Just a few weeks ago, we were on the radio. I was begging for any answers, any help. Anybody knew a vet who specialized in this? He could not walk. He was paralyzed completely. He could not move his head. He could not move. He was laying there. And we had spoken.
He has FIP.
Yes, FIP. Literally the worst kind, neurological. Yesterday, he stumbled across an entire 2 feet. So we are bringing our boy back.
We are bringing him back. All it took was some Cialis.
Cialis, no.
All it took was that little blue pill to get him
going. It makes everything stand, even cats. No. Anyway.
But it's not funny because it was scary because I thought we were going to lose him for a little bit, but he's doing better and he's going to walk again.
It's amazing to me though, the extent of work that I put into the cat. Like back in the day with my grandmother, she wouldn't even take dogs or cats to the vet. Like, and I've been nursing this cat like a patient every day. I'm by myself.
Like a baby.
Solita, solo dolo right now. Otto's working. So I've been doing this morning, noon, and night. Producer Jack, his life revolves around the cat. Everybody's life revolves around the cat right now. But he is getting better. So thank you to the EIDD1933. All of the people that called in with advice and to all the vets that have helped us through this. Now, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right. We have National Siblings Day.
Otto, Anthony, shout out your brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Shout out Matt, Sarah, and T.
Oh, yes, dude. Shout out my brother Daniel, my brother Angelo, and Monica. Whoop.
Now, I do have half siblings, but I could not tell you how many who they are or who they are. But shout out to them, too.
According to Ancestry, you've got at least 10 of them.
Otto, I think it's 14. All right, Down to the DM is coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when you're in a relationship, they call it a partnership for a reason, right? It's what you want. It's what they want. It's together. And you don't always get what you want. They don't always get what they want. And you do have to listen. And that's kind of hard. It's kind of hard because especially when you've been single for a long time, right? But trying to work through things, listening to your partner's needs, I think can be learned. And I was very surprised today's Down in the DM took the turn it did. Isabella contacted me. She said, I think my husband Jose is talking to somebody else. And he was. But it did not go down in the DM. He's talking to a therapist. Why are you giving this lady money?
Tell me. She's my therapist.
Ooh. You're going to therapy without me?
With everything going on, I needed someone to talk to.
Oh, my God. But what? We're already going to couples therapy. Why would you go without me?
I don't want to do this right now.
Tell me. Stop playing stupid.
There. That's the reason. We go to therapy, and you talk. You share your feelings. I get zero time to say anything.
That was quite the display that Isabella just did. I feel bad because I think that her intention is right. I mean, she's going to therapy, right? She wants to work on things. But Jose, I guess he feels like, hey, it's not helping me because I don't get to say anything. If you just turn the radio on, just by the way, the first therapist fired her, like said, I can't have you here because she wasn't taking the advice that she was being given because she's not listening.
Well, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like she's listening. It sounds like she just wants to speak and have other people listen to her. She doesn't care about other people's feelings.
Well, it's not other people. It's her partner, Otto. That's different. You know, she wants things her way. Look, I know she loves him. Or she wouldn't be trying. I know she wants to be with him, and he loves her, too.
But then she wouldn't be so, like, why is she so disrespectful? Like, it pisses me off when people, like, insult. Like, she called him, like, don't be stupid. I hate when, like, people call you stupid or dumb. And especially somebody who's supposed to, like, love you like that in a situation where you're talking to them about your mental health.
I feel like that's all learned behavior. It's the home you grew up in, and that's the way you speak to each other is because you feel like that's normal.
Otto,
that's
the exactly. Way that, yeah. Thank you so much. And unfortunately, it's hard to unlearn those habits. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and it's because I grew up in a yelling house that sometimes we'll be like, Anthony, seriously, Otto and I will be so happy, and I'll just pick a fight. Be like, this is not what I'm used to. We need to argue. Let me pick at him a little bit. We do have Jose on the line. Jose, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So you said you have a very strong opinion on this conversation. Good morning.
Oh, man. So when I was listening, I listen to y'all all the time, right? And
Thank you.
Oh, already. I love it. And oh, man, it hurts my heart, right? Like Dana said. So it's hard to be with someone when you can't express yourself. Mm. And whenever, you know, I can attest, right? I have, you know, I'm about to, you know, drop a bomb. I got 9 kids with 6 women.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, yeah.
Jose, have you ever heard of condoms? I'm sorry. Continue. Go ahead.
Or a vasectomy.
Well, you know.
They're blessings, though.
What's their name again?
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so, but I know what it's like to be toxic. But right now I'm in the stage where it's like I'm being more understanding, right? You let the other person be themselves, you know, let them do what they want to do so you see what they rather do.
Right.
Fatherly wisdom.
I know what it's like, and it can drive you nuts, right? Like, it can really drive you nuts. Being on both ends. The one that can listen.
No, I get it. And I do believe this couple is going to make it because they're both in therapy and they're trying. But Isabel, she's got to change her ways. She's the one that has to learn to close her mouth and really listen, because listening is a skill. And not only that, but Anthony, what you said about her calling him names, she did that with us on the phone. That means, can you 100%. Even imagine how she speaks to him? And when you do that in front of people, I'm just going to let you know, everybody talks when you leave the room. Everybody says, I can't believe this person speaks to this person like that. Like, I feel badly for Jose that he's got to... The man has to sneak around with a therapist.
That's crazy that he's got, like, he doesn't have a side chick. He's got a side therapist.
A side psychologist. Like, what is going on here? Do you think therapy helps? That's one of the questions.
Oh, yeah,
have you been through therapy? Okay. Have you been through therapy? And number two.
For sure. I've never been through therapy, but for sure it helps.
Otto's like, for sure. I know you know because my sister is a therapist. And also.
I go often.
Yeah, Anthony, you've been very open about that. For years now, you've been, you know, seeing a therapist. I want to know, though, have you turned a relationship around through therapy? Have you unlearned some of those bad habits, like some of the ones we were just addressing? Call us and let's talk about it. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Going through your partner's phone is supposed to be a big no-no. But if you have a feeling, I mean, you know, and maybe you won't find something, or maybe you will. Danae, you have your story you'd like to share. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Go right ahead, mama.
Well, you guys were talking about if you've ever found evidence. Mm-hmm, and the one time that I've honestly wasn't planning on really even looking through the phone, it was after taking Mother's Day pictures. And of course, like, I don't have any makeup on, and he's taking pictures of me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to send some that I don't really care for into the trash on his phone. And I happened to find a video. And at first, honestly, I thought it was just like a sexual video, like no big deal. Like, I'd
grown up,
that,
grown
no
up adult content. Yep. I get it. I get it. Yeah.
But the more I watched it, I'm like, oh no, I recognize that. Oh no, I recognize that.
No!
And it was, definitely not a video you want to find, and not on Mother's Day.
Oh, so, Danae, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
So we are still together, but I don't even know how I kept my composure because the kids were home.
That's why you kept your composure,
the bedroom,
though.
I was like, now, like, go to the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to talk. And so we talked. Not an easy thing to see. It's almost like a trigger now. And it's something I still have to try to break because I told myself I will never have. I called a different day and I couldn't wait on the line. But we were talking about Life 360 and following people. Mm-hmm. And I said, if I ever have to do that, I'm out. I have too much respect for myself as a person. And I know the value I have as a woman and as a wife. Like, if I have to follow my person, then you're not my person.
And
like,
Danae, that's what I said. I believe that you can forgive one indiscretion. Now, let me ask you, I just want to make certain. He was sending these videos to somebody, correct?
No, girl. It wasn't sending a video. He was in the video.
No. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So forgive one time.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh, Danae.
You said something. It's triggering to you. What triggers you? Because obviously that would be
devastating, especially on Mother's Day.
Mental anguish.
The phone itself is a trigger. But the fact that I had to see that on Mother's Day, and it was with somebody we both knew, it was like a double whammy. And the person lives like right down the road from us. And so I have to drive by that street every day. It's not just like when you guys say like you feel that pain.
Yes.
And I don't think the other person that betrays you realizes how much damage they did, how much pain you're in like every day. And this was 3 years ago and I'm still feeling it.
He owes you the grace, Danae, of allowing you to say, I'm feeling this way today.
I told him that. I said, it has nothing to do with the past. I said, it's simply a trigger. You're behaving a certain way, and I feel a certain way about it. And now I have boundaries. Before, I didn't. And, like, I really am trying to be graceful myself and give him grace. I used to be very anxiously attached, and somewhere along the way, I think I became kind of borderline, not narcissistic, but I just don't put up with bullshit.
Now, after you find the video, you know, somebody listening might ask, why are you staying? What's the answer, Danae?
I truly think he is my person. I think he just has growing to do. I have my own growing to do.
And you're both doing it together. You've chosen to forgive and move forward. And thank you so much for sharing that story, because it probably will help anyone who's contemplating forgiveness.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.